just worshiping Him and praising Him and really exalting His name. Today, we're going to look at our scripture reading, which is dedicated service. It's 674 in your hymnal. It comes out of Romans, it's the 12th chapter, and it starts, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual worship." "For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him." "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. And Lord, we know that you are the only good. The only way that we can overcome anything is by you. So Lord, we come to you this day and ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that you would lead us, that you would guide us, that you would strengthen us, that you would make us into the men and women that you would have us to be. Help us to have a heart that when you call, we're able to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that we might prove, we might demonstrate, we might show what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Lord, we want you, we desire you, we need you. Have your way in this place and we celebrate you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We have a living hope, a no-so hope, a for-sure hope, a real hope, a hope that will not fade away, a hope that will keep us throughout eternity, a hope that loves us, a hope that is real, a hope that is like none other, a hope. It's funny, sometimes we forget who we are. We forget what we're made of. You know, we're kings and priests. I think we forget that this is 2022. We need to start off getting this thing right. And you, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, have already been determined to be royal. It is such an honor to be here to stand before royal. And not royalty because you have achieved so much in this life, although some of you have achieved some things. Not royalty because you were naturally born into it. You were naturally born into sin. Not royalty because of any special skill you have or thing that you've done, but you have been determined to be royalty because you are in the family of the king. You are a part of the body of Christ. One of the nice things about being the first Sunday of the year is that we get to have the Lord's Supper together, which reminds us that we are a part of the royal family. We've been brought into the family, and we have been used mightily by God to make a difference in this world. Royalty, that's what you are. Kings and queens. But if you hadn't figured it out, every once in a while, kings and queens mess up. And that's a challenge. Kings and queens mess up, and we need to understand that it can be very, very challenging when kings and queens mess up. You get a look at that in the Old Testament in Ezekiel, when someone who was called to be a king, someone who lived the part and actually seemed to prosper according to the world ways, but he messed up. And you know where the mess up began? Was in his mind. He had what they call that stinking thinking. He began to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. Today we looked at the scripture where in Romans 12:3, don't think too highly of yourself, but think soberly, seriously, rightly. Because everybody's been given a gift. Look at yourself. You don't have to look around. Look at yourself. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There really isn't anyone quite like you. You are definitely special. You may not like where your body is at this moment. You may not think of your mind as being as sharp as it once was. You might not think a lot of things about yourself, but you ought to maybe start from the other end and recognize the miraculous thing that's happening right now that allows you to motor around, that allows you to live, that allows you to do. It's an amazing thing. You are a complex mass of stuff. You're special. You're real. And you are a part of the king's plan. It's by grace. Something you didn't choose, something you didn't pick. It's by grace you are saved. Through faith. That faith is not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we, you and I, are his workmanship. You are a masterpiece in the making. I mean, you're already a masterpiece, but he's still shaping you, sanctifying you, making you holy, changing you day by day in ways that are sometimes just incremental, that you could hardly tell the difference, and sometimes big and huge. I laugh. Ladies, I notice that as you grow older, your hair changes. Sometimes in dramatic ways. So you're like walking along and someone that you didn't know particularly well, their hair, well, is that them? Sometimes it's done artificially. sometimes it's a thing of nature. But there's a change that's happening. I look at my high school picture, and I still see myself that way. Unfortunately, all of you have seen all the stuff that's been added. We're different. We're changing. We're being affected by the things around us. But there's something that there's no doubt about. We are kings and queens. We are royalty if we know Him. You are royalty. You see, this 2022, I want you to act like royalty. In this 2022, I want you to behave as those that have been called to do something. In 2022, I want you to behave as people who are made for a purpose. You are made for a purpose. By grace through safety, faith, that not of ourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created unto good works. There's stuff for you to do. When creation began, God put man in the garden and said, go to work. It was good. You see, sometimes we don't have the right idea about where we are in life. Our sovereign God has allowed you to be placed somewhere that you can be you, and by being you, make an amazing difference in this world. You may work around really obnoxious people, but He has you there to be a light shining in the darkness so that you can let your light so shine among men that they see your good works and glorify our Father. You might be the person who can make a difference in someone's life. You are that healing agent that is there to pray and demonstrate the power of God in someone's life. You are the person who gives color to the tapestry that you are a part of. And you also give the power to bind things together. I still pray for you that God would strengthen your inner man, that you might know the length, the width, the breadth, the depth of the love of Christ, which really does pass all understanding. It's an amazing thing. You're not here by accident. But make no mistake, you can mess up. You can waste it. Some of us, the very best thing that they should put on our tombstone was, he was a very good bad example. Wasted potential. I want us to be more than wasted potential. I want us to experience the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's the joy of the Lord that we can have even at our age, even at this space and place that you find yourself in now, even with the difficulties that come at you and you don't know how to solve, even with sick parents or unwieldy children or whatever it is, you can know that you have the wherewithal to make it through, because the wherewithal doesn't come from you, it comes from Him. It's in Him we live and move and have our very being. He's God. There's none other like Him. This year, this year to allow him to live through. This year is the year to surrender to him, to give yourself living sacrifice. This is the year. This is the time. This is the place. This is the opportunity that you have. Some of us keep waiting for something to happen. We keep waiting for it to happen so we can really then get after it. When I retire, I can give myself fully over to God. When I get that new job, I can give myself fully over to God. Or maybe after I've had that for a while. Or maybe it's when the kids grow up, I can give myself over to God. Maybe it's this or it's that. How about I can give myself to God now, and he will help me in the place that I find myself? Don't you know you need him now? And the only solution is to give yourself thoroughly over to him. Cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you. He loves you. He wants you. He knows you, and he knows what you're made for. Stop fighting against your destiny. Be what you are so he can release you to be what you are. All right, maybe I should start the sermon. In the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, and I got to thinking about this, because here there's this king. And it must have been hard to be an Old Testament prophet, to go stand before someone who had the right ability and authority to take your life and to stand up and say, you're a mess. You ain't what you're supposed to be. Verse 11, chapter 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now, King, I want you to know, this didn't come from me. This is God, and all I am is faithfully transmitting what God has said to me, because he got something to say to you. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Man, King, you are something else. You got it all going. I mean, when the world looks at you, they just go, wow, amazing. Really, when I look at some of you, I go, wow, amazing. I know the things that you can do. I've seen the stuff that you're able to do. I've seen the abilities that you have, and I just go, man, I wish I knew how to do that. I wish I had the wherewithal to practice like that. I wish I thought that way. I wish I had that strength. I wish. You got it. You have got some great stuff, and I'm here to testify. Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. You've been called by God. You've been placed in a place to fix the things, to do the thing that you've been called to do. You were there because of God. He chose you. He has called you to himself. Look what you have. Every precious stone was thy covering. you have the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. You were made for something. He was special. Those stones that are mentioned there, those are 9 of the 12 stones that the priest wore in Israel. He was just saying, you got a little bit of everything. You got everything that you need to do what I called you to do. The settings were in gold. They were set in gold. They were special. They were affixed rightly. Now the question is would he use the things that he had been given rightly? Will you use what you've been given the right way? Will you stop and assess what you've been given and what God has called you to have and use it rightly? The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub. You're like a special angel. You got some stuff going on. But so was Satan. So was Satan. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. I made you. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. You were special. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, yet know the truth of the word of God. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity, till sin was found in you. Till you decided that sin was better than righteousness. Till you decided you wanted to do it your own way. Till you decided that you had a better idea of how this should work than God did. By the multitude of thy merchandise, the way that you behave, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Listen, you're not going to lose your salvation if you're truly saved. But don't think he won't speak. Everyone he loves. Everyone he loves, he corrects. Everyone he loves, he disciplines. Now I need to be careful with the exegesis in this passage. There are some things that maybe are not a good one-to-one correlation. I get that. But what I've said to you is true. He loves you, and he will discipline. He has a way that you honor him with his behavior. The behavior doesn't save you, but he is calling for you to represent him throughout this place. He has called for us to be spread over all the earth as little lights shining, reflecting his amazing glory. Verse 18 again. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitudes of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour thee. That comes from right within thee. And I will bring thee to ashes upon earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. And thou shalt be a terror. Never shalt thou be anymore. I really want us to think seriously. This is a call for us to allow God to work through us in 2022. We're kings and priests. And it's time to act like that. But let me be very careful. It's not our behavior that makes us right with God. It is the blood of Christ. That's what makes us right with God. And if you receive that, if you receive Him, if you are a part of His body, you can take this. Verse 25. Thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, when He's gathered His people and shall be sanctified in them, when we do things the way that He's called us to do because He has shaped us and He's made us into who we're supposed to be, in them, in the sight of the heathen, the whole world needs to see, the whole world is watching, in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land, and I have given it to, that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely there, and shall build houses and plant vineyards, yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord thy God. Do you know to know that you know He is the Lord your God? You can be confident. I've really presented the ugly side of this thing. But know for sure that it's beautiful. That He loves us. That He cares for us. That He wants us. That He's drawing us. That He's calling you right now to Himself for joy forever, a peace that's wondrous, amazing, a faith that moves mountains, a love, an unquenchable love to know every moment of your life that you are loved, unquestionably, undoubtedly loved, loved in a way that is so wonderful. Stand up. Do what God has called you to do with great joy, with great power. It starts with accepting Jesus Christ. And it goes throughout all of your life. So today we're going to take the Lord's Supper as we take the Lord's Supper. We're saying to the whole world, Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is our Savior. We recognize that we don't have the strength, the power, the ability to get it right without it. But that's okay, because we have Him by His choice. He's called us to Himself. And He's given us purpose. Saved us. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God today. Today we receive that. Not just to get saved, to move forward, so that 2022 will be the greatest spiritual year you have ever experienced. The power of God knowingly flowing through you to touch a world that needs to know. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. How will you live it, King? Queen, how will you behave? Dear Father, I choose you. I couldn't have done it without you empowering me to choose you. So boldly, yet humbly, I choose you. Thank you. Help me to be on the right track to represent your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As Steve and the guys are playing, refresh your commitment. It doesn't change if you already said it, but sometimes you need to refresh, you need to be reminded who you are. Maybe you ought to wrestle with who you are. Are you yours? And then begin to seek the mission that God has called you to. He's calling you. Make no mistake about that. We're into it. Pass out the elements. The top is the wafer. That represents bread, which represents His body. He had a physical body. He lived a sinless life here on earth in the flesh. He really gets us. He really understands us. Not just intellectually, but He lived it. But after He lived it, He demonstrated how we can live it. He shed His blood. He allowed Himself to be murdered on a cross That's what the juice represents, the blood of Christ. And us imbibing that today says that we together get it. That we are His, that we have been associated with Him, baptized into His body, and we are brothers and sisters growing in the things of God. It's important. It means that we confess our sin. We know we've messed up. And if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we can, at some point in our lives, come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need. And I'm going to tell you, you need it every hour. It's sweet and loving because you love me.
Your blood ran down.